What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting into the domestic political situation, Maxine Waters is out there still just saying some bizarre stuff. Now she's claiming that Trump's use of the term witch hunt to criticize the Mueller witch hunt is a Russian tactic. So in Maxine's mind, the fact that Trump is using that phrase, that's all the proof she needs to prove collusion. Witch hunt is a Russian tactic. No, Maxine, it really isn't. It is amazing some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth there. Anyway, apparently Mueller has announced he is taking a look at Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recusal from the Trump-Russia probe. This is kind of what started this all off when there was questions raised about were the Trump people colluding in some way with Russia. And so Trump just sat back and said, okay, well, the Attorney General will look at it. And Jeff Sessions recused himself, which caused a lot of friction between the Department of Justice and the White House. And people couldn't understand why Jeff Sessions would recuse himself. You know, when that's his, and that's when Rosenstein got Mueller to set up this special counsel, which is kind of a slapdash ad hoc situation because it didn't follow the rules in the special counsel statute. There was no pre-existing Department of Justice investigation on which to base the appointment of a special counsel. Now they're trying to backtrack and say, well, Mueller isn't really a special counsel. He's a continuation of a previously existing investigation. So they're going back and forth and back and forth. Apparently, Grassley has announced a hearing date for the Inspector General report on FBI misconduct. This is going to be Tuesday next week, June 5th. That will be interesting to be tuning into. But according to what's already been leaked out, the Inspector General investigation will hold former FBI Director James Comey and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe accountable for mishandling a number of elements in the case. And key officials at the center of the findings will be called to testify in front of Grassley's committee with the goal of getting questions about politically motivated bias at the FBI answered in an open forum. In April, the Inspector General released a report exposing McCabe as a serial liar and justified his firing by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Well, if we know that the investigation into Hillary's email server was mishandled, isn't it time to have a new investigation? I mean, that's what I would be thinking. Wouldn't you think that? We never got a full and proper investigation into that email server. We never got a full and proper investigation into whether there was, in fact, an espionage operation run out of the State Department. I think it's time we got those questions answered. So, story out of Russia Today titled Spygate, and it's saying that this whole soap opera of Russiagate is still going on. They're trying to flog this dead horse with absolutely no evidence showing that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. Meanwhile, we've got all this evidence piling up that the intelligence community, or the deep state, whatever you want to call it, spied on Donald Trump. And they're saying, should there be an investigation into the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA? Are you kidding me? Is that a trick question? Of course there should be. And yes, we know that incumbent presidents will use intelligence agencies to cheat on the elections. Nixon did it. Reagan did it. Or maybe it was Bush that was doing it. Doesn't make it acceptable now. That's not what FBI and CIA are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be out there getting criminals. So yeah, we need full exposure of all of this stuff. We need a full investigation into the email scandal. We need to find out to what extent Imran Awan and his people were involved in espionage inside the Capitol building. We're already way past Watergate, and we, the American people, need to stand up and say, we deserve the truth. Not just we can handle the truth. We deserve the truth. We demand the truth. We demand an end to the lies. We will have a truthful government, or we'll have no government at all. It's going on with a government that lies to us as a matter of everyday business that is not acceptable any longer. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, and we're going to go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
No government at all, Mike. That's what it comes down to, because there's no fixing this. There's no repairing this. Whatever we say, whatever we do, they're not listening to us. Look at Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders didn't even get, because the nomination was rigged for the Democratic Party.
So, and then you have Nancy Pelosi coming on out and saying that she sees absolutely nothing wrong with the Democratic National Committee rigging the primaries. She's perfectly okay with that.
That's because she's garbage, Mike. She's sold
out. No, it's because she thinks Democratic voters are idiots. And she knows better what's best for the party than the Democratic voters. Basically, she was a sellout to Hillary Clinton is what was going on.
Yeah, Mike, you look at this and you're just like, there's nothing like it's going to fix this at this point. Like, I mean, we keep saying we're going to, you know, Trump's not going to fix crap. He's part of his own oligarchy, fighting another oligarchy. That's what it comes down to. The wall's never going to be built, Mike. We know that now. You know, the wall's never going to be built. The wars are not going to be stopped until they're stopped by somebody else, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's no stopping this what's going on in Washington now, because there's a battle. There's two battles going on. And, you know, I don't know what else to say. I mean, this is crazy. You know, you still got Brennan. Who was the NSA director? Trapper?
Yes.
I mean, these people are they've been in there for a while. You know, people don't realize these people have been in there for a long, like, you know, they're the deep state. That's the deep state is the long-term people. You know, like, there's no getting rid of these people or their ideology. At this point, you know, and then you flip to Europe, it's the same ideology. I mean, poor Tony Robinson, you know, people might not like him, but what they're doing to him is the deep state in Britain. You know, I mean,
yes. That's
it. You know, like, you might not like him or what he agrees with, you know, like Michael Savage over here, 99% of the time. I mean, I don't agree with him 100%. It's not Muslims that the problem, it's the extremist element of any religion that we arm, this country, the Britons or French, you know, that are coming out of Saudi Arabia. But I mean, he's just like part of the problem or the solution, you know. Like, I don't see him being a really big part of what's going on. I feel bad for him, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, Mike. I mean, I wish people would, like,
there is.
Feel like,
you know, there is. And Tommy Robinson, you know, he's not necessarily a good guy, but he's definitely anti-immigrant. And I think that's why he was targeted, because he was live streaming in front of this courthouse where I think these Pakistanis were being tried for running a child grooming ring, which seems to be a big problem right now. And that got the open borders people upset, and they basically shut him down. But we're seeing a crackdown both in Great Britain, all across Europe, and even here in the United States of America. I think people inside government have finally woken up and realized that people everywhere are waking up. They're beginning to see the world for what it really is. They're beginning to understand the machinations of the globalists are not being done for the benefit of ordinary people, but to basically trap us in a permanent state of debt, slavery, and obedience to a global private central bank. People don't want to live that way. And they're starting to share information on the internet and the independent media. And the government is trying to find a way to shut that all down without running afoul of that pesky First Amendment. And I'm very glad that federal judge in Kansas came on out with the ruling that he did, because, yeah, laws saying that you can't boycott anybody are unconstitutional. And we don't always need to wait for a judge to admit that because of the, Marbury versus Madison decision, which said if the law is repugnant to the Constitution, it's already dead on arrival. And that means that you, the American people, have the right and authority to decide for yourself on the constitutionality of a law. Believe it or not, there is no place in the Constitution that says the United States Supreme Court gets to decide what is or is not constitutional. You're supposed to decide for yourself. That's why you should have a copy of the Constitution and read it and understand it.
Hey, Mike, what does Israel have to do with the United States? Like, what have they done for us? Or Saudi Arabia, or any of these countries. You know what I mean? Like, as an individual, you know, as me or you, individual, what have they done to make our lives better? Nothing, right?
No,
nothing.
Absolutely not. Well, let's separate Israel and Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia, there has been a great deal of trade, and Saudi Arabia has invested a huge amount of money in the United States in accord with the petrodollar deal. And that's always been a big problem for Israel, because all Israel does is suck money out of the United States. And they're trying to maintain political influence against Saudi Arabia, which has been pouring money into the United States of America. And of course, along with that money comes a certain degree of political clout. And that's one of the reasons why Israel is always trying to sabotage relations between the United States and Saudi Arabia. But as far as Israel is concerned, yes, it's just one constant money suck. And it has been for, you know, Israel's entire history. The American taxpayer has been forced to give Israel something like 10 times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. And we haven't had an updated version of Velcro to show for all that money. The U.S. government, rather, is giving all this money to Israel in defiance of U.S. law, saying that U.S. financial aid may not be given to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons or nuclear weapon technology that refuses to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty or allow IAEA inspections. We know Israel has nuclear weapons. Mordecai Vanunu photographically confirmed that. We know Israel tried to sell a nuclear weapon to the former government of South Africa. And yet the U.S. government, ever obedient to Tel Aviv, just shovels your money at Israel as hard as they can, even though it is illegal under United States law. And I think the American people are really getting pissed off seeing the U.S. government, obviously a puppet to a foreign ruler.
Mike, the only country that's breaking free of Britain and you know is Iran. Saudi Arabia and Israel, like, I mean, they seem like they're linked to the hip, you know, with the, either the petrodollar. They're both welfare states, right?
Well, up until that misguided oil price war against Russia, the standard of living in Saudi Arabia was actually pretty good. And despite all of the money being poured all over Israel, the vast majority of the people in Israel, and I'm not talking the Palestinians, I'm talking about the Jewish people, they don't really have a good quality of life, because Israel, like the United States, has a major problem with wealth inequality. The people at the very top, they're living just great. The people at the bottom, they're not doing well at all. And the real shame are the people who claim to be survivors of the Nazi slave labor camps from World War II, because Israel runs all these charitable fundraising. We've got to take care of the last survivors of the Holocaust. But time and again, that money never actually reaches those people. And you'll see this or that fundraiser for these Holocaust groups getting carted off to jail. So I think Saudi Arabia takes better care of their people than Israel does.
As long as you can find the king of Saudi Arabia at this point.
Yeah, that is still a question. I know that Riyadh issued a statement in Mohammed bin Salman's name the other day, but he hasn't been seen since that palace coup d'etat. And now you've got other segments of the family talking about staging a coup and changing the throne. And if Crown Prince bin Salman actually is dead, then there is a power vacuum there, because the current King bin Salman, he's not all there. He's got issues. And we may see a major seismic shift to the government of Saudi Arabia in the very, very near future.
And that's pretty scary, Mike, because, you know, the petrodollar, you know, I mean, if he's missing or gone underground, you know, petrodollar means everything to this country, right, in terms of, you know, standard of life, right, as we know it, pretty much.
Well,
right?
The petrodollar isn't confined to Saudi Arabia. Petrodollar is a phrase that covers this idea that only the U.S. dollar be used by any oil-producing, oil-exporting nation, whether it's all the OPEC nations originally or Venezuela. That's been a big cause of the friction between the United States and Venezuela, going back to Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez wanted to sell Venezuela's oil to China for the yuan. He didn't see a reason to go through the U.S. dollar and pay that vigorish, as it were. Now, of course, Venezuela is pushing their cryptocurrency, the petro. That's a big threat, because right now, forcing other countries to use the U.S. dollar and collecting interest on that is about all that's left propping up our economy.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Rick in Virginia Beach. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I did have a question. I understand that, you know, Putin, being the statesman that he is, and some of the good things he's doing over in Syria and help repelling some of the bad forces that are trying to overthrow the government there. I was real curious on, do you think, I wanted your opinion on this basically, do you think that Putin is actually somehow avoiding this New World Order takeover that seems to be happening globally with the European Union and what's been happening here between us and Israel and all of this? How is he, or do you think, is he actually avoiding this New World Order infiltration?
Well, we know that he's already shut down a lot of these non-governmental organizations that have been identified as agents for the New World Order agenda. So I would say that definitely Putin does not want Russia to be absorbed by a global government. Neither does China. In fact, one of the reasons for increasing tensions between the United States, Russia, and China is that Russia and China are the two biggest obstacles to completion of the New World Order agenda. Obviously Soros and his other globalists, they're relying on the U.S. military to beat down both Russia and China and get them to accept becoming part of a single global government. Again, that means war with a military peer. And the U.S. is really good at whipping countries that are militarily weak compared to the United States. But going up against a peer, I don't think it's going to go very well. I really don't.
It kind of seems like this Syria thing can blow right up and bring us, our two countries, into direct contact. And where do you think that would go if...
Putin's trying to avoid that. Putin is trying to avoid direct conflict, like he's always been doing. He's trying to keep this under control. He's trying to keep the U.S. from igniting a global war. Anyway, Rick, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, Mirka. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, Timothy Blixeth claims that he saw proof that Brennan and Clapper were spying on Trump and Bloomberg, John Roberts, one of the FISA judges, and millions of others long before the campaign. They were just out there spying on everybody. And we know that the attitude of the intelligence agencies, especially the NSA, is we're going to spy on you just in case, even though that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Clapper, interestingly enough, is out there saying that he doesn't really like the word spy. It's got such a negative connotation. He prefers human intelligence asset. That sort of has a warm and fuzzy, more acceptable feeling. No, Clapper, you were spying on people that you didn't really have a legal reason to spy on. Apparently, an ex-Secret Service agent named Bongino is out there basically saying that, yes, this goes all the way up to Obama himself. And the fact that media outlets are using this Orwellian language like confidential human informant instead of spy doesn't distract from the fact that, yes, Obama knew about these spies. And he ordered the covert operations taken against the Trump campaign. So we're into Watergate territory here right now. Over in Arizona, interesting little report here. This is coming from Breitbart. As you know, John McCain is not doing well and is not expected to survive much longer. He's already been forced to step down from his duties in the Congress. And now we're getting this report that his wife, Cindy McCain, will succeed her husband in the Senate. Now, I don't know much about Cindy McCain or what her background is, but I don't think our elected offices should be considered inheritable. And I know a lot of people were joking about George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. Being a dynasty. But I don't think wives, whether it's Cindy McCain or Michelle Obama, should be having any pretensions of taking over their husband's job at some point. I think it's a bad trend. I think it illustrates that the people who are in those seats really aren't the power in this country any longer, that it is the intelligence agencies, the deep state. They just want to win elections so that they can get their share of the graft and the corruption, their turn at the trough, as it were. Earlier in the week, we reported on this story about how the police accidentally turned over evidence to Imran Awan's defense lawyers rather than the prosecution. And at the time, I said, this just doesn't pass the smell test. And now, according to 12160 and quoting Judicial Watch, yeah, evidence has surfaced. This was deliberate. They're protecting Imran Awan. He's accused of basically spying on members of Congress. Now, the question is, was he running a separate operation from Hillary Clinton, or was it all part of one giant operation? And if the prosecutors and the police are protecting Imran Awan, that would suggest the latter. Because everybody's protecting Hillary Clinton, because when Hillary Clinton goes, she'll take everybody else down with her. Okay, so let's take a look at the economic news here. Mortgage rates are rising. They're rising very rapidly. They're rising at a pace not seen in almost a half a century. And looks like they had a good day on the stock market. They recovered their losses from yesterday. Over at the Royal Bank of Scotland, their finance chief has resigned unexpectedly as ministers gear up to sell a £3 billion stake in the bank at a huge loss to the taxpayers. Taxpayers are always made to pay for the incompetence or crimes of the ultra wealthy. It's the way it works. The poor are made to pay for all. Apparently, over in the European markets, there has been quite a bit of upset. We know that Italy's banks are habitually on the verge of collapse. And George Soros is out there with another Twitter tweet saying, we may be heading for another major financial crisis. Well, George, unfortunately, I think you're right. You cannot sustain a global economy on debt. That is the failing of the private central bank. But then private central banks were not set up to serve the nation and its people. They're private money-making organization. They're legalized counterfeiting operations that just create money out of thin air and then loan it into circulation at interest. And that's why we have to get rid of those. Go back to honest banking. We'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching the Fox News feed here. We're really living in a Twilight Zone episode. Apparently, Kim Kardashian is now at the White House meeting with President Trump and Jared Kushner to discuss prison reform. Kim Kardashian, prison reform. Sorry, I don't see the connection. It's a PR stunt. Ooh, I get to go to the White House. I get to show off my latest dress. It really is a joke. Now, there is another story, as long as we're talking about prison reform. Apparently, down in Tennessee, there was a prisoner in their prison system, had been there for 21 years, was originally sentenced to something like 30. I just saw the story in passing. And he was released early. And now the state government is saying that, well, we made a mistake. Your sentence was reduced due to an error, and you have to come back to prison and let us lock you back up. And there are already calls for Trump to pardon this man, give him a pardon, which Trump can do if he was convicted in a federal court. But if he was convicted in a state court, Trump can't touch him. And in this case, I would say, yeah, I mean, yes, you made a mistake, but the guy's been in prison for 21 years. And unless you really think he's still a threat to the community, I would roll with the mistake. Because he's already out. He's already trying to reestablish himself. So maybe if he was convicted in the state court, the state governor will intervene. Because to me, releasing him, saying, you're free, you have paid your debt to society, you're free to go, and then saying, oops, sorry, made you look, you have to come back. To me, that crosses the line into cruel and unusual punishment, which, as you know, is forbidden by the Constitution here. Getting on back to Europe, there's been a study done by a very left-leaning think tank, not right-leaning, but left-leaning, liberal. And even they are admitting that most Brits believe that this open borders policy has harmed communities. They fear the nation's culture and traditions are being lost. Well, yeah. When you flood this alien population in without any control, and they come on in there demanding that everybody adjust to the society they just left. Yeah, it is diluting that culture. It is diluting that cultural identity. That's what it's designed to do. Part of the aims of the globalists and the New World Order is to get us all confused about who we're supposed to be, to erase our regional cultural history, to get us so confused up we're not even sure what bathrooms we're supposed to use. And the British people are fighting back, and that may be the reason why Tommy Robinson was treated so badly. Because he was out there live streaming this case where these Pakistani child grooming gangs were being tried at the court. And Tommy is anti-immigration, but that's not a crime. Now, Soros has announced he's going to fund a new Brexit referendum campaign. This appears to be the new model for democracy around the world. We're going to keep having elections until I get the result that I want. And this basically amounts to America meddling in British democracy. Because Soros, although Hungarian by birth and an admitted Nazi collaborator, he's now a U.S. citizen. He lives in the United States and just runs around the world making trouble for everybody here. But what he's now campaigning for is calling for a new referendum on the Brexit. Forget the last one. We didn't like that result. It was too close. We demand a new referendum. And this time we're going to cheat twice as hard. Story coming out of Russia Today. The expectation is that Theresa May will not be at Downing Street by this time next year and may even leave sooner than that if Brexit is derailed in the forthcoming crunch parliamentary votes. A lot of people are very unhappy with Theresa May. She was voted in supposedly to get Brexit going, and instead she's allowed delays. She has conceded huge amounts of money and authority to Brussels, and from all appearances, seems to have been co-opted by the Remainers. And she's become very, very unpopular because of that. The Brits want a hard Brexit. They don't want all this long, drawn-out negotiation. The original European Union agreement gives them the right to simply say, we want out of the Union. Brussels obviously wants to derail that. Soros wants to derail that. All of these unions are the stepping stones toward a single global government. They're trying to find some way to stop it. They could trigger a civil war, not just in Great Britain, but other parts of the European Union. Now, over in Italy, as you know, they recently had elections. And the two Eurosceptic parties basically got the majority of the votes, and they announced they were going to form a coalition government. Unfortunately, that has been blocked by Italy's president, saying, I'm not going to authorize a coalition government with you people in it. And so now you have Washington, D.C. and NATO and Brussels all coming into Italy saying, well, maybe you should have some new elections, or maybe you should declare these Eurosceptic parties illegal. That's also a growing trend around the world, to declare certain political parties illegal for espousing ideas that the globalists don't like. But apparently they're heading for a clash over financial policy, the populist challenge to the European Union, economic austerity, immigration, and open borders. So you could actually, it's very, very stressed. And again, Italy is yet more proof that Brussels only believes in democracy when it produces the results Brussels likes. When the Eurosceptic parties are winning, oh, there's a problem. There's got to be a problem. We got to do something about that. People of Europe are waking up and realizing they have been royally had. The European Union was sold to them as just about free trade and free travel. That was it. Now we know, because of documents that were leaked in Great Britain, that it was always intended that the ultimate goal of the European Union was to destroy the sovereignty of the member states and create a single federalized nation. And they were hoping that they were going to get it established before people figured out what was going on. I think they may be a little bit off the timing on that. So anyway, getting on back to Italy, the anti-EU League and the Five Star Coalition, if there is another election forced because the president won't authorize the coalition government, these two parties are already talking about merging and creating a single party. And if they won in a new election, there isn't a darn thing the president of Italy could do about it. So this is really heating up. People don't want to be part of these unions. The larger these economic empires get, the worse it is for ordinary people. We're seeing that all across Europe. We're seeing it here in the United States of America. We need to get our countries, our states, back from the money junkies. The United States started as a collection of sovereign, independent states. And the federal government existed only to arbitrate disputes between the states and to serve the collective defense in time of war. They weren't supposed to do anything else. That's why that 10th Amendment was in that Bill of Rights. You know, people in politics, they want more power, more authority. I mean, some of the stuff the European Union has handed down to the member states, I mean, they literally, in the grocery stores, they have size requirements for the produce. Cucumbers have to be between this and that size. If they're too small or too large, got to chop them up for salad or throw them away. I mean, just nitpicky little things. But when you have power mad people in government, that's what they do. They just look for more and more things that they can exert authority over. How big the produce is in the supermarket, how much shag on your carpet. And bit by bit, it becomes more oppressive, more 1984. Apparently, up in Belgium, there was an attack by a refugee shouting Aloha Snack Bar, or whatever it is they shout. He killed two female police officers and one bystander. Apparently started the attack with a knife, stabbed one of the police officers, took the police officer's weapon, and then used their weapons in a shooting rampage. And the police chief in Liège, Belgium, has said this might be a terror attack. Yeah. Good suspicion, I think, there. Okay. Over in France, they have a prison, Fleury Mérogos, which holds 20 female jihadi inmates and is notorious for Islamic radicalization. And apparently they're in serious trouble. The staff is struggling with violence, exhaustion, staff suicides. Conditions there are really bad. And apparently this prison has a total of 290 female inmates, 20 of whom have been tagged as Islamic terrorists. And they're trying to recruit from the other women. There's a lot of violence. These 20 women are always supposed to be accompanied by guards wherever they go. They don't have enough guards to do that. So tell us again about how this open borders thing is really making Europe a better place to live. Now, I remember Europe. Back in the 80s, I got to travel and work in Europe, in the Lombard region of Italy, in Rome, Munich, and London. And I have very fond memories and a lot of pictures of that time. But I'm looking at photos of Europe today, and that Europe that I experienced, it's already going away because of all the damage caused by the open border situation, the crime, the vandalism. It's a huge vandalism problem. Churches are being vandalized. Nobody's reporting on it, but it's happening. Okay, now, as you know, over in Hungary, Viktor Orban is trying to basically say Hungary will decide for itself who comes over our borders. And needless to say, he's being attacked constantly by the globalists. And interestingly enough, Manfred Weber, who's the leader of the largest political group in the EU Parliament, and an ally of Angela Merkel, is saying Viktor Orban isn't a bad European. He's trying to fight illegal immigration. So even the political governing body of the European Union is starting to pull back from this open borders issue. They're realizing it is not popular with the people. They're seeing what it's doing to Europe. And the big problem is going to be how to get these refugees back to where they came from. Well, step one is end all these wars. Step two is shut down all these NGOs, promising them incentives to relocate. And step three, somebody's going to have to pay for these people to make the trip back home again. Story out of Sputnik News, talking about the growing Eurosceptics pressure. And it's saying it's actually starting to erode Brussels' subservience to the United States. And the article says Washington is ready to solve its economic dilemmas at the expense of others, even if they are longstanding U.S. loyal allies. Yes, we've been seeing that with all these sanctions and tariffs that are actually harming our European allies. So you're starting to see Europe strain at that leash, both on the economic and the immigration issues. The United States really is a failing power at this point. They're losing influence. And I think that's why they're out there thumping on their chest and just trying to bully everybody into doing what the U.S. government wants. Now, as I mentioned before, George Soros, during World War II, collaborated with the Nazis. He helped them track down other Jews, for which Soros was richly rewarded. And that was the very beginning of his fortune, before the days when he broke the Bank of England. And now, of course, Soros is trying to say, no, it never happened. But he did admit it in a TV interview. And we have that video clip on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. So this is not a nice man. But he's got huge, huge amounts of money, and he just feels that having that kind of money gives him a special authority to play around with planet Earth and all of its people as if they are his personal toy. And I tend to disagree. I'm sure it's nice having a lot of money. I wouldn't know personally, but it doesn't give you the right to mess around with other people's lives. The only way that you have a right to have any control or influence over other people's lives is if you are elected to a leadership position. And one of the big problems that has gone wrong with this country, especially since limits on campaign contributions were removed, is you have ultra-rich people like George Soros or Sheldon Adelson who are simply buying the power structure to serve their own agendas. And that's not what the United States is supposed to be like. We're supposed to be a republic with a democratically elected government serving the will of the American people. And we've gone a long way from that. We'll be right back after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, interestingly enough, as you know, over in Great Britain, they've got a major problem with violence. They've banned guns. Now there's a lot of stabbings going on to the point where they're now talking about having blunt-tipped kitchen knives to try and get that under control, which is ridiculous. It doesn't take all that much time to put a sharp tip back on a knife. And everybody's saying, you know, what's going on? Why are we having to deal with all of this? Well, the obvious answer is when you've got open borders and you've got people coming in who are not being vetted, you're going to get a certain percentage of people with a disposition prone to violence and crime. But the British government doesn't want to admit that the open borders are a problem. No, we can't. That would be racist. So now Great Britain is blaming the rising crime rates on music videos. I'm not kidding. This did not come out of The Onion. So YouTube has now obligingly deleted 30 violent music videos. Now, I'm not a big fan of music videos. I haven't been for quite some time. And I know some of them can get really very violent. But the idea that watching a violent music video or computer game or TV or movie is going to force somebody to go out and be violent, that's a bit of a stretch. I understand that a lot of this stuff desensitizes people, where just violence becomes part of something that they think is out there. So it's a complicated issue. But they're ducking the real problem. Government policy is what's establishing or what is behind the rising violence. Governments never admit that they do something wrong. Okay. I'm wondering why my computer's acting weird. I got to run a malware thing on it. The situation with Roseanne Barr is spiraling out of control. And now she's trying to say that the reason that she tweeted what she tweeted is because she's on Ambien, which is a medication that can produce some side effects. But Ambien's manufacturer is saying racism is not a known side effect. So now Ambien's manufacturer and Roseanne Barr are now back in a Twitter war. Roseanne said she was quitting Twitter. She's already back on it. Apparently, a lot of her co-stars and production people on her show are having a Twitter war. They're very upset. They weren't expecting to lose their jobs this soon. Meanwhile, there's a lot of people out there saying it does seem like there is a double standard being applied here. We're going to be right back after a station identification.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.